This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. As you listen to this, there will be some weary surge members settled in for their last day of the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Are you sick of hearing me rabbit on about that yet? Hopefully, Friday and Saturday went well, with no major incidents or injuries and with minimal delays. Some of us started work on this event nearly 2 weeks ago. Most of the major setup was completed in what can only be described as a heatwave, as to go from temperatures of 12 to 13 degrees centigrade to 28 to 29 degrees centigrade overnight is a bit of a shock to old systems. However, we are all still here, I hope, and we have got the job done. The light is visible at the end of the tunnel. Tonight we'll see a frantic effort as we dismantle everything and take it all back to the club rooms. There it will be chucked in with reckless abandon to await calmer days when it can be sorted out and packed away properly, after being checked for proper function, of course. Then Monday we'll see some of us going back to the lakes area to complete the rolling up of all the Cat 5 cables and other associated gear that did not get done tonight. The weather forecast for the event is not looking all that great, with a return to wet weather forecast for Saturday, 10 to 20 mils of rain, and Sunday. If that turns out to be correct, we will probably have experienced delays because of spin-offs and other related mishaps. I will offer a better update next week. The date for our club Christmas barbecue is now locked in, and invitations have been sent to our mates in the Narracourt and Portland and Western Districts radio groups. A very big thank you to Greg VK5ZGY and his wife Gabby, who have once again very kindly agreed to host the event at their home. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news bulletin from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, it was the general meeting for November, and after the usual boring routine business was conducted, there was a very interesting lecture by Brian, VK5VI, giving us an update on the upgrade on the South East Radio Group Link repeater network to include the Mount Graham repeater into the system. He showed us many maps and photos of everything, and also explained the way that they calculated the signal path parameters. So everybody found that very interesting, so thank you very much, Brian. And after Brian finished his lecture, Tom, VK5TOM, showed us his Scalectric set, which he brought along and set up. And he explained all about it to us and gave us a demo of the cars racing around. So, yeah, it looked like great fun there, Tom. So thanks very much for all that. Now, the festive season is almost upon us, and plans are being made for the North East Radio Club celebrations, so be patient and keep a watching brief on the North East Radio Club news bulletins, and we'll be giving you all the information about them in the near future. Now, for those members who have ordered name badges, they've arrived and you can collect them at the next meeting, and the cost is $13 each. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX, and stay negative. This is Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, with an update from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, November the 18th, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Our guest speaker for the evening is Adam, VK2GA, who will be giving us a talk on working amateur radio satellites. Adam will touch on what's involved, what radio equipment is needed, and how beginners can get on air and make their first contact via the satellites above VK. Doors open at 7:30 and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there. All guests are welcome. Concluding Adam's talk, we'll be given an opportunity to have an eyeball QSO amongst ourselves whilst enjoying a tea or coffee and a biscuit. For more information, visit our website at areg.org.au or check us out on Facebook. We look forward to seeing you on the night. 73 from AREG.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. Here is the latest news from Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 13th of November 2022. The AGM will be on the 16th of February, and we need nominations for the positions of President and Vice President urgently. Barry has decided it is time for him to stand down from the committee, and I have been President for 6 years. I had to amend the Constitution to allow me to stand for the past 3 years. I'm prepared to stand for Vice President if no one else wants the position, just to help with the transition to a new committee. I have sent out nomination forms via a mass email. If you did not get them, please send me an email and ask for one. philstore@adam.com.au. This month's general meeting will be a talk about the history of the Overland Telegraph that linked Australia to the rest of the world 100 years ago, by Graham Brown, VK5AGA, and that will be on the 17th of this month. This will be our last general meeting for 2022. Your subs will be due at the AGM, and we will send out more details when we finalise what we're going to be doing. The AHAS traditional annual lunch will be held at the Belair Hotel on Sunday the 27th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be a very reasonable $35 per person, and you'll have a choice of 4 main courses and 2 desserts. Self-service tea and coffee will be provided. Please book with Pat Store, the treasurer, by email at patstore@adam.com.au. So far, we've only got 30 bookings. Make sure you have the 16th of February on your calendar. That night will be the AHAS AGM, and as I've said earlier, we need some volunteers for committee positions. The next RSL lunch will be on Friday the 25th of November 2022, starting time noon. As a courtesy to the RSL, please book with me before that date. philstore@adam.com.au. I still have to negotiate with the RSL for dates for December, but I'm hoping we can have a final RSL lunch for 2022 on Friday the 9th. I've produced an updated calendar for the next couple of months, and I only hope that has gone up on the website. I think the webmaster might be away at the moment, and I've sent it to him a couple of times. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. All the best for the next week, and I'll talk to you next week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.